little ditty about pickleball, an addicting game that's fun for all. I really want to be a pickleball star. Some say I can't, they say it's too hard. Oh yeah, pickleball. Of all the racket games, it's the most fun of all.
Hello, pickleball world. I'm Donna Sullivan. I'm here with my colleague, Kitty Kao, and we have a special guest, Ricky Ricardo. We're going to talk to you about the latest things going on in Punta Gorda, in the pickleball community.
Sounds
like
a plan.
How are you today, Kitty?
I'm great. How are you doing, Dee Dee? Ricky, welcome. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me again.
Ricky, I got to ask you something. Do you remember when you first met me?
Yes.
And you said, hi, I'm Ricky Ricardo.
Yes.
And I said, nice to meet you, I'm Lucille Ball.
Yes.
Do you remember? You didn't laugh.
I remember.
I was like, why?
Everybody always say that.
Okay, that's why.
That.
See, it's like when I say I'm Kitty and they go, meow, okay. That's kind of what I thought. Okay, yeah, that was
I
my
love
guess.
It that when I asked him, how come you use that name? He goes, people will remember me.
Yeah, and he's right. We'd
I mean,
remember you anyway.
Nobody remembered Deller, but everybody remember Ricky Ricardo.
I know.
Right.
That was a great idea.
Yeah.
So, you know, I wanted to kind of lead off with a discussion about this beautiful community that we live in and the support that, as much as there's been controversy, there's been a lot of support and development and evolution of this sport, this pickleball sport. So here in Punta Gorda, we have the Peace River Picklers. It's a pickleball group that I was encouraged to join when I first moved here, and it's like 780 members now. It's just grown at this huge rate, almost unmanageable. This sport is just taking off, and of course we're in prime season right now, so it's like crazy busy.
It is crazy busy.
But you know, so you know, along those lines, I know your career is surrounded by pickleball players. So what, you know, how do you see this in the growth spurt that we're in and where we're heading with the sport?
Well, even if we forget the sport part of it, the help within the pickleball community is tremendous. So I work with Trouble Youth, and during Christmas, within a week. So I invited one of my friends to come and see what I do, because she always like, what do you do with those kids, Ricky? And so I invite her over, and then she go there, and then she saw it, and she was blown away. And the following week was Christmas, and then I said to her what my plan is. So my plans, when I work, part of what I do is go there, and if they need anything, I buy it for them. And so... So when she saw that, she was like, you know, Ricky, you should ask help from the rest of the community. Mm-hmm. And within 2 weeks, we had every kids that was there a present.
Nice.
And even the newcomers that came within that week also received a present. And they were blown away. They were like, you guys didn't even know I'm here, but I got my name on a present.
Yeah.
And so they were really happy with that. And not just with something like that, but let's take... my friend Deb, for example, she had a heart surgery, and when she came out of it, the court had hundreds of players waiting for her to wish her welcome, and just that in itself, it's just so amazing of what kind of support you get just from pickleball players, you know. And this morning, this lady had a heat stroke. You know, and every court stopped, and everybody rushed to her to bring her water, to bring her towels, you know, to open things on the grass so she can lay down.
Yeah.
And it was just great just to see how everybody's in tune with one another. I mean, you rarely see, you'll see a call argument about pickleball,
right.
But
once
you never see two people fighting over pickleball or over a pickleball game.
Yeah, that's true.
Pickleball.
You were saying earlier when we were talking, you mentioned that there's a lot of people, a lot of stuff, for lack of a better word, that goes on the pickleball court and amongst players in the community that people who've never played really don't get until they play.
You know, I say it all the time. I say pickleball is just like church. You know, if I walk to your church right now, I can pick anybody at random, give them a hug, and they will hug me back. You know, without judging, without being afraid, without reservation, just because we're in church. And pickleball is like that. I can go to any pickleball court, and you see a chair, and you sit on it, and the person that's there never gonna say, "You need to get up, that's my chair." They can tell you that's their chair, right, but they don't want you to get up, right, just because it's their chair. That's the kind of community pickleball have, where everybody is so welcoming to one another. Even if you never played pickleball before, somebody will. You always find, like, I have 10,000 teachers in this community, because when I first started playing, they would tell me of the rules. Ricky, don't go in the kitchen. Stay out of the kitchen. Don't run. Stop.
What do you think that is, that pickleball's like that? I mean, you don't see that in the NFL.
I think because pickleball is an older community, and most of the people that play pickleball don't look at life in such a vain way. You know, I find older people don't look at the vain thing of life.
Yeah, so they're not looking at what they can get out of it.
And they're not looking.
They're not
to
like
be
it's
the
all
best.
About me.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, it's okay. Not about me. They everybody's mostly experience in life.
I see.
So they're not looking at the unimportant things. So
makes
they're
sense.
Looking at the value of people and the value of life, really.
Well, we're seeing a lot of younger people get involved. Do you think that will change, or do you think we...
That doesn't change.
We're supposed to be the, you know, the older people are supposed to model for them. You know, this is the game. This is how you play. This is how you treat others.
That's the thing within the pickleball community. Like... there's so many young people that are playing pickleball. Like, most of the pros are younger than everybody else.
Right.
And they are the best people you ever meet. One of my good friends, Simone,
right,
you know, she's one of the best person you ever meet.
Wow.
They're so humble within themselves. They're so nice. They're so helpful to other people. And they don't walk around with their nose up.
Uh-huh.
They take the time to meet
anybody
who wants to meet them, to
so
be honest.
We were trying to get signatures from them after the world... championship, and that's exactly what Kitty and I said. I was just so felt so proud to be able to, in my own way, I was like nervous to ask them, and then to see how happy they were and gracious about signing the ball,
right.
You know, it was nice. And we said, geez, do you think that'll change when this thing gets bigger and bigger? And the answer is probably
it's really not, because within the community, everybody within the community is so close together. So it's not, I mean, take me for example, right? It's not like most of the people I teach are my friends. And so even when they go out of town, I still talk with them. I still call them. They still call me. We still keep in touch. So if something dramatic happened with them where they went to the hospital, I know about it. They send me email. You know, and that in itself, like, made me feel better about being their teacher or anything like that, because we're more friends than anything else. You know, sometimes I go to the pickleball court, and instead of having a lesson, we cry together, then we laugh together, then we have breakfast together, you know what I mean? And so it's amazing, because it's not just about pickleball, it's about the person that you're meeting.
Like you said, it is family. We have our own pickleball family.
Yeah, it's like hard to imagine life before pickleball, you know?
For me,
what did
for
we
me,
do?
I don't know, to be honest.
That's why we got to get Alex involved in the game. Alex is our producer, our lovely producer.
I really do need to make it out there.
Yeah, I know she'd love it.
I mean, that there's not one person who would try pickleball and not fall in love with it.
I haven't met anybody that said, "I played and I didn't like it."
Yes.
I think
I
people,
really
when they first start playing, you get intimidated. Like you said, you get in your own head. And then maybe passes shortly thereafter. But once you get past that, you know, getting over yourself part, then it's big fun.
My brother, you know, is a great athlete, but he won't play pickleball. He's like 2 years older than a year older than me, because he's so afraid of it rupturing his Achilles like I did.
Because
we have that weakness in our family. But I got his wife out. And boy, oh boy, I got her out here and then at Sanibel, because they were staying at Sanibel. And I even bought them, like, the hoodies, the Pickleplex black hoodies to give to both of them. And I got a text after she got back to Wisconsin. She said, "I played a little game called pickleball this morning." She went to her neighborhood middle school that has open play in the morning. So I mean, it's so fun. I love introducing people to the sport.
The other thing with pickleball that I love is the fact that a lot of women play it and a lot of men play it. And what you'll find is the men get to hang out outside of pickleball. They'll go fishing. They'll go play golf. They go.
I heard a bunch of guys inviting guys over for beer.
Correct. Wow. Correct. And the women go shopping together. The women go shopping together. They do gardening together. It's so fun because like it's like a hangout outside of your world that not only you playing pickleball, then you get to go eat and talk about it. Then you get to play golf and talk about pickleball.
Right. there's a lot of crossover there, the golf and pickleball with the guys. Maybe women too.
So, you know, I was talking to this older gentleman, in the last week, and he's a golfer. I think he was in the PGA, at some point in his life, but he's older now, probably nearing his high 70s. And he said, I can't believe once I started playing this game, it's addicting, he says, and I almost play it as much as I play golf now. And he said, all my joints, everything now, I feel I'm loose. Yeah, and he says, it's almost helping me at my golf game.
I bet it is. Yeah.
That's B's friend.
You know, I have a person that said to me this week, he said he was playing golf and then he tried pickleball. And one thing, pickleball make him feel like he can compete again. I mean, there's not many games that cross among generations, and I think that's one of the key things with pickleball, that it cross among generations, where a grandfather can play with a grandson and still be compete. A dad can play with his son and still be competitive.
Right.
You know, like you take Kyle Yates, where his uncle Mike Walter introduced him to the game, and then now Kyle is like playing
right,
you know, at the top of his game.
Oh, yeah.
Where him and Mike still playing and competing, you know, not at the same level, but they can still have great game together. You know, and that's amazing. Yeah. And not many game offer that level of transition among generations.
Yeah, I heard that Kyle Yates' uncle taught him, but I didn't know who he was or where he played or anything.
Oh, such a wonderful guy.
Is
such
he?
A wonderful. Even now where you have the Waters where
Mother and daughter
are playing.
Right.
She's 13 and she's playing pro pickleball.
Yeah, she just turned 13. Yeah.
And so that's also an amazing thing where among generation, like how often can a mom go out, travel and compete with your daughter? To competition across the nation. That's an amazing thing in itself.
Right. You don't see that and say gymnastics.
Yeah.
<You know? laughs> Hello. No, you don't bring your mom to the mat. So, Donna was reading something in the paper that she brought to our attention.
Yeah, this is exciting because there's been a lot's happening in Punta Gorda with pickleball. Obviously, we had some courts narrowed down in Gilcrest, which we talked about. This kind of sad to see, but Pickleplex built a new complex, and I don't know if everyone's aware, but it's a phased project. So they've completed phase one. They still have two more phases that they need to work through, and it's all based on funding and donations and such. But in the paper, there was a big win in the sense that the City Council of Punta Gorda agreed to partner with Pickleplex to help lay the foundation so that they can work on funding with the county. So this is I think it's going to be some forward progress for Pickleplex to start thinking about phase two, which I'm so excited for.
Well, because they want it by October.
Correct.
Because big tournament here in October.
And one of the things I heard about phase two, and I know there's a diagram up at the courts, is we saw some problems that can occur when there's rain. So I think in phase two, they have a center court, and the center court, which is where the playoffs would be, will be covered.
Right.
And that is going to be beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
So I hope some things start. I think this was a positive win for the city council to agree. There was a lot of dialogue about safety, you know, and worrying about the city, you know, and suing
liability,
and things like that.
Yeah.
And I think they worked through it. And at the end of the meeting, according to this article, it says that they have decided they're going to partner. And
then they can get county tax dollars, correct,
right,
once they're partnered with the city. Well, I mean, to tell you the truth, I've got mixed feelings about it. Why? Because I am happy for Pickleplex that they can get some solid funding and that they know in the future they're going to get some solid funding. But there's always a price to pay when somebody helps pay for you or pay for something. I just don't know what the city and county are going to ask us in return. I mean, there's always a price. And, you know, maybe it's...
Did you see, though? I mean, I think the selling points was some of these tournaments are bringing in some business for the city.
Right,
you know,
so
the hotels,
maybe they should
the
be,
restaurants.
Yes,
and,
so
that's sort of a sell.
It is, but like I said, you know, they should be paying us without any strings attached because look what's happening. You know, all the hoteliers and restaurants.
I think over time they will also see all the money that pickleball going in.
Right.
I mean, if you just look at that world tournament, I mean, we have like so many vendors that mm-hmm. came in town. Most people stayed here, stayed in a hotel, go to a restaurant, and we're talking about the whole entire week.
Right.
So eventually in time, they will see how much business that, you know, it brings. And being partnered with Pickleplex in a way is a good thing because that way they will see how much pickleball is growing and how much pickleball, you know, contribute to the growth of the town in itself. There's so many people that move here just because of pickleball.
Oh, I know there is.
You know?
Yeah,
so,
people have said that.
And so because of that, like, they will also see the growth in business, the
mm-hmm.
growth in profit.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so in return, that's what they're going to get, a growth and contribution from all these players.
I mean, I think we saw that the future, and I've talked to people, you know, more active on the board of Pickleplex, is there's definitely going to have to be some kind of fee for people to play there. I mean, that's probably coming.
But they're going to have indoor courts, and those indoor courts going to have a fee to play.
Yeah.
Because over the summer, when it's hot, you know, most people want to play indoor.
Right.
You know,
but then
those going to be outside courts, indoor playing.
But to be honest with you, I don't think even today we pay a small fee to go inside at the rec center, and I don't think anyone. I mean, I may be speaking out of turn, but I would bet that if we took a survey amongst the pickleball players, even over here on Airport Road, I think you'd hear that people are not going to fight paying some small amount of money for the beautiful courts and the environment that we have.
I should clarify
that.
They're
doing that in Naples now.
Yeah,
so,
I should clarify that. I'm not against having to pay to play.
Correct.
Not
correct.
In the least. I'm just wondering, like,
Now do we give
the city and the county, you know, they get to decide how much and under what circumstances,
Correct.
Or limit play or have rules about play in any way. That's the only thing.
I think what Kitty's saying is wondering, are they going to treat it like Gilchrist kind of, you know, where they say, well, let's limit how much they play, when they can play, when they cannot, things like that. You know what I mean? Because, like, I tell you, like, it didn't just hurt my feelings. It hurt many people's feelings when they closed those four courts.
Of course it did. I mean, like, it's our...
I mean, a lot of people cried about it.
Oh, and I still am.
Yes.
I mean, the whole piece of the Picklers, the whole logo and everything was named after Gilchrist Courts and the Peace River being in the background.
Correct.
You know, and, you know, it's sad. I hate
but
to keep
right
dwelling
now,
on that,
right
though.
Now, there's a lot of communities that are building more and more pickleball.
Right, we need more courts. Not only Pickleplex, just, all the communities are building their own.
And
condo associations are building them.
Yeah.
And so there's a lot of people that have reservation about pickleball that doesn't truly understand, like, what this game means to this community.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and so, and I'll say this, like, there's so many paddles right now that... You know, even from our paddle company that are making quieter paddles where it won't be such a difficult thing for
anyone.
Actually,
that's a really good point.
You know, we make quiet paddles. We make paddles that barely make any noise.
Yeah, I was going to also mention that you make paddles as well, Ricky. Sorry.
You know, and so there's so many things they can do that facilitate that and make it easier to allow people the chance to practice.
To give away the noise complaint.
You know what I mean? Because, like, really, as you get older, I don't know, before I started playing pickleball, as you get older, the only place you can go to make friends is is as a party, but you don't go to party anymore as you get older.
Yeah,
you know,
right.
You only go to church, but the church are so big right now, you don't even go to church and meet people anymore.
Right. No.
So to be able to have a venue that provides the social part of life, good competition, making friends, and still exercise and keep in shape.
You're exercising your mind and your body.
Yeah,
correct.
There you go.
So you find all that in pickleball and then more, because you meet so many great people in pickleball, even in the competition level.
Yeah.
It's
actually keeping our community young, if you really think
it
about
does.
It.
Absolutely.
It sort of does.
Keeps you healthy.
Alex just said it's like body and mind.
Yeah.
But
Chuck is 86, and he just played a tournament last weekend.
Wow.
You know, and... No, where? What sport would that happen in?
Right.
Well, and there's definitely, a really huge value in the social part, because loneliness is a huge factor, especially in the elderly population. And
it's nice that you can go out there as a single and get into a game with four people or two people.
Right.
You don't need to know anyone.
You don't have to bring, like in tennis, you have to bring your people. Or in golf, you have to bring your people. I mean, once in a while you can join a foursome or if there's only three in golf. But this is where you can go by yourself and whatever. You know you're going to play. What a great game pickleball is. The game of life.
We love it.
It really is.
Well, I guess we're going to wrap up for today, but it was great having you here today, Ricky.
Yeah,
thank you for having me.
It was really a pleasure. And definitely I'll see you on the courts because you're my teacher.
I'll see you on the courts.
All right. Take care, Ricky. And Dee Dee.
Bye.